Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Thursday, the 17th of July, coming up to 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to Aon about pay transparency, and we'll be looking at hiring and firing trends and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a new look at the main business stories. The FT reports that the European Commission has stalled one of its investigations into Elon Musk's X for breaking the bloc's digital transparency rules while it seeks to conclude trade talks with the US. Brussels was expected to finalise its probe into the social media platform before the EU summer recess, but will miss this deadline, according to three officials. They noted that a decision was likely to follow after clarity emerged in the EU-US trade negotiations. It's all tied up, one of the officials added. The EU has several investigations into X under the Bloc's Digital Services Act, a set of rules for large online players to police their platforms more aggressively. Last year, Brussels found X was in preliminary breach of its regulations for deceptive design and insufficient access to data and transparency. The bloc can impose fines of up to 6% of the platform's yearly worldwide revenue, although penalties are expected to be set below that ceiling. And staying with X, Adrian Weckler in the Irish Independent reports that just days before the Irish media regulator is to begin a crackdown on age verification for children using adult services online, Elon Musk's X has added a pornographic mode to its general AI assistant, Grok, which is available to 12-year-olds in the two main app stores. The new adult-themed AI assistant Annie features a cartoon anime woman in lingerie that engages in explicit sexual dialogue with users, including themes of bondage, submission, and other sexual activities. And Jack Power in the Irish Times reports that a bigger European Union budget of nearly 2 trillion euros would see more money pumped into efforts to jumpstart Europe's economic competitiveness, finance and defence industry, and toughen border controls while overhauling subsidies paid to farmers. The European Commission, the powerful executive that proposes the size and shape of the Union's next long-term budget, said more funding was needed to meet major challenges facing Europe. In a significant revamp of how the EU budget works, different funds for farmer subsidies, roads and other development projects in poorer parts of Europe, border control, fisheries and social policy would be rolled into one large national pot for each country. The Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said the proposed budget would ring-fence some 300 billion euros for subsidies paid to farmers.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.